Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 65 titled Maximize Well-Being While Minimizing Consumption. I want you, if you've never heard that term before, I want you to kind of think about it and let it soak in a little bit. Think about what it might mean. Maximize well-being while minimizing consumption. Part of this podcast is sharing my life philosophies and mantras and things that I believe in and that I find value in. And so this happens to be one of those episodes. And so I want you to think about how to go through your life and maximize your well-being and enjoyment of things that really matter to you, and doing it in a manner that does not require high consumption or high spending. And so I'd like to start out a little bit by thinking about your restaurant and food choices. And sometimes I think we might fall into the trap of just going to a place without really considering how much we like the place, how expensive it is, how much bang for our buck we get out of the restaurant, how good the food is, or how good the service is. I think it's good to not just go to places to go to places, but go to restaurants that we actually really, really like. There's a few around where I live that are a few of our go-to places that are pretty inexpensive, but really good, and that my wife Rachel and I really both enjoy. And so we tend to go to those probably more than some of the other ones. I think grocery shopping is another one where we choose foods that are healthy and taste good and make sure we don't buy food that we won't eat or that we don't like or that we will waste. It's easy to get into a grocery store and overbuy, which leads to probably overconsumption or possibly waste. And so I think it's good to kind of find a routine and a rhythm in our grocery store shopping. And my wife does, most of our shopping for us. And she does a great job of that. We don't waste much food. We tend to have leftovers a couple times throughout the week, which we consume and eat. We don't throw a lot of food away. We eat most of it. And so if you do find yourself throwing a lot of food out or maybe sometimes preparing too much, or just having food sit in your food storage or in your fridge or in your pantry for a long period of time without getting used, maybe you can ask yourself why you're buying that and eliminate that or change that up. Another one where I think we can maximize well-being while minimizing consumption has to do with choosing activities based on their level of enjoyment and satisfaction without feeling pressure to spend money. There's a lot of fun activities out there that really don't cost anything. For example, my boys and I went sledding on a place called Old Main Hill at Utah State University over the holiday, and we had a great time. It was really a beautiful night, and the sun was going down, and the lights were coming on in the valley, and it sits up, so it has a really good view of different landmarks in Cache Valley here in Utah. And we had a great time. We didn't spend a penny, and it was really maximizing our well-being while consuming nothing. And so there are a lot of activities, which I'm going to get into a little bit later on about what my formula is for maximizing well-being. So for now, I'll just leave that one at that. Another one to think about is our vacation choices. As we consider where we go on our trips or our vacations, I like to consider what place really excites me or my family, or what type of vacation do we really like. We're not necessarily the type that goes to just sit on a beach and hang out and do nothing and relax. We're more of a family that likes to go experiment, try new things, have activities, adventures, see new places. And so that kind of determines what kind of vacations we like to do. One of my sons does not like to drive a lot on windy roads. He tends to get car sick, so we have to kind of take that into consideration as we choose where we go. But sometimes I think some of us can tend to go on vacations to try to impress others or go somewhere because someone else went there, or feel like, oh, everybody talks about Disneyland, I have to go to Disneyland. I think it's pretty common to do that. So I think it's good to be mindful about what type of vacation really excites you, and choose those vacations, even if it's simply going camping and using a tent and not spending hardly any money. I have a good friend who is a real outdoors person. He spent, I think, 10 days on the Oregon coast, and he drove there. They stayed in campgrounds through the whole trip and probably spent way less than I've spent when I go to the Oregon coast, but probably had just as much fun as we did, because that's the type of adventure he enjoys. And so why would he go stay in a hotel when he can get just as much enjoyment out of staying in a tent? And so finding that way to maximize your well-being on a vacation while minimizing consumption can really go a long ways. You don't have to do every option on a trip or in a city. Find the ones that really appeal to you and go with those. Sometimes I think we have overbooked a few of those things. I know when we went to Italy, I think my wife probably disagrees with this, but I think we overdid the museums just a little bit. I think if we would have went to maybe a little bit less of that, I would have enjoyed the ones we went to a little more, possibly. But for the most part, the trips we've gone on, I think we've been able to nail this pretty well and really enjoy what we're doing and not consume all that much while we're doing it. Another thing to think about with maximizing well-being while minimizing consumption is exercise methods. I think exercise is super important, yet it's something that so many people tend to struggle with finding what really works for them and finding a routine. A lot of people do expensive gym memberships or Pelotons or treadmills or weight sets or whatever. And kind of my method, yes, we do have a membership to our local rec center. That is mainly because my youngest loves to play basketball, and he uses that gym all the time, pretty much daily, to go practice basketball. And my wife uses the gym there quite a bit as well. I have used it off and on. And my other son, who's home, also likes to go out there and shoot hoops. So we do get our bang for our buck, and it's not very expensive. So, but my kind of day-to-day exercise method is I do band workouts, which are super cheap. I walk every day. I stretch. I do push-ups. I do things that are really easy and don't cost anything. I ride my bike sometimes in the summertime. So exercise does not have to be elaborate and expensive. A lot of people go on expensive diet services or food plans. I am not a huge fan of those either, just because I think it's mainly marketing that does that. I think there's more simple and basic ways to take care of your body and your mind that don't require expensive meals and expensive memberships. Another area where we can maximize well-being while minimizing consumption happens to be our clothing choices. So the average piece of clothing in the United States is worn 7 times before it's thrown away. And so I've talked about this on previous podcasts, but my personal way of doing it is I think fewer pieces of clothing is better. It works better for me, and only choose things that are high quality and that I really like. So I have found a specific t-shirt company that I really like called Into the AM. I think they're awesome t-shirts, and I like to wear those a lot. And I found a certain style of pants that I like to wear that aren't jeans. I'm kind of done with jeans. I don't care for how they feel. And I found another style that worked a lot better for me that I find more comfortable and look better. And so finding kind of your type of clothes and not just buying to buy, or because it looks good in the store, or because it's on sale, or because I'm shopping to self-soothe because I'm anxious about something, or it's a hobby. I think this is one area where it has become pretty easy for me to do this, but it has taken time. It's kind of like exercising a muscle, I guess. Another one where we can maximize well-being while minimizing consumption has to do with possession sharing in a neighborhood or with family or friends. Instead of feeling like you have to buy everything, every tool, and every mechanism under the sun, sometimes it might make sense to have a sharing program with those around you. It's good to just stop and kind of look at the big picture of our lives sometimes, and kind of, I call it mindful living, which is just being aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and not just get into a routine of doing the same thing over and over just because that's what we've always done. I think it's important to kind of consider why we're doing what we're doing, what is triggering us to do that or motivating us to do that, and identifying if they're really helpful patterns and patterns of how we want to live, or if we've fallen into some consumption traps or some other traps that aren't really ways we want to live. Some behaviors become addictive and dangerous as well. And so a lot of times that's because we've gone on autopilot and just haven't stopped to consider why we're doing what we're doing. One other way to kind of maximize well-being while minimizing consumption has to do with our entertainment, our streaming services, cable TV. Cable TV packages nowadays can be up around $200 a month. Streaming services are relatively cheap. However, it can be easy to feel like you need every streaming service. And then if you get every streaming service, that will probably add up to be maybe as much as cable TV. So what I do is we just pick a couple that we like and kind of stick with those instead of feeling like we have to have everyone. And if we want to get off of one streaming service and try another one, we'll do that instead of just adding a streaming service. So right now we have Disney Plus and Hulu as the two we have. We've had Netflix in the past. We've had Peacock in the past. But I just don't like the idea of having so many that I'm paying for, even if they're not that expensive. I just don't feel like it's needed. And oftentimes they'll go unused. So we'll often have discussions about who's using what streaming service and then get rid of the ones that we don't feel like we need. So one thing that I do, so my parents live pretty close to me and they have cable TV and pay through the nose for it. And they're okay doing that because they enjoy it and it has Utah Jazz basketball games on it and some other things that they might not find on a streaming service. And so often what I will do is I will go to their house with my boys to watch sporting events that I can't get at my house. They live about a mile away. It gives me an opportunity to watch Notre Dame football or Utah Jazz basketball, things that I really like, Gonzaga basketball as well. And my kids enjoy it. It gives us a chance to hang out with their grandparents and my parents and talk and be together, but also not feel like I have to spend money on cable TV. And I like it also because it gives me, if I go watch something there, that's, it's obviously going to be important to me if I'm willing to plan around it, have it recorded so I don't have to watch commercials and then go and watch it. It kind of eliminates the mindless viewing of television, which I really never do. And I know that most of you listening probably can't have an arrangement like this that I have, but there's other ways to share things like that. And you just have to be creative about doing it. So some might view that as a bit of a tightwad move, but for me, it works beautifully. And especially the part of, I just think about all the awesome time I've gotten to spend with my parents because I've done this. And I probably wouldn't have gone to their house during those times had I not done it this way to go watch a sporting event. So it's really cool to do both of those things at once. It's important that we remember that we live in a society, a consumption style society that has marketed that more is better and bigger is better, faster is better, newer is better. And it's not, I don't believe in that mentality or philosophy. More is not always better. I think less is often better. I think fewer is often better. And most of the time, I think we can get manipulated by the media to fall into the traps, the advertising traps that are out there for us. And so again, it kind of boils down to mindful living and not allowing ourselves to be put into a trance by the advertisers and just doing things and buying things because we're being persuaded to do that. So my maximization formula for well-being that I like to do that really doesn't require much consumption. As I said, I really like to walk and do exercises that require really minimal to no equipment. I love to spend time with my family, which does not cost anything, whether it be playing a game or talking or watching something on Disney Plus or going for a walk or whatever we might be doing. One thing that I really have invested in that is important to me is my wife and I have a good bed, a king size bed. We slept in a full size bed for the first several years of our marriage. I'm surprised. Looking back on it, that's like, it's a great thing to invest good money in. We spend so much time in our beds sleeping that it's nice to invest in a good one. And I love the bed that we have. I think another way is to maximize well-being is to have a small but enjoyable wardrobe, to have a diet and food intake pattern that is healthy but simple and works for us. For me, I limit the amount of hobbies I have. I don't do hobbies just to do hobbies. I only have hobbies that I find interesting or that I really enjoy, and I let go of the ones that I've kind of lost interest in. And I don't feel like I have to go try every new hobby under the sun. I am pretty satisfied with the life rhythm that I have and the things I'm able to do. I like to gain access to things that I like through inexpensive methods. And so that might be my internet sports things that I follow, or reading about a blog on minimizing on the internet, or watching sports at my parents' house. There's just many free and easy ways to consume entertainment that is fun for me and healthy, but doesn't cost a penny. Another way I like to maximize well-being while minimizing consumption is to not hold on to things that I no longer enjoy or need. And so I, at least once a month, will go through and donate things that we have around the house that we're no longer using, or that I don't like anymore, or that just don't appeal to me anymore. And so it keeps our home clutter-free and simple. And for me, that allows me to breathe and I feel better living in an environment like that. Another way to maximize well-being in my formula is to do mindful shopping, to have delayed gratification. If there's something that we really want to buy or I really want to buy, to not instantly buy it, let it sit in the cart for a minute on Amazon and really consider if it's something we really want or need. And another way is to, I like to put energy into the relationships that are valuable to me. And I'm not a person who goes out with friends a lot or really posts a ton on social media or that way. I prefer less is more as far as putting energy into the relationships that really matter to me and not trying to spread myself too thin. And lastly, the thing that helps me to maximize my well-being while minimizing consumption has to do with my spirituality and my religious pursuits. I love to read the scriptures. I love to find time for prayer and meditation. I love to go to the church with my local ward congregation here in Utah. And I find great happiness and fulfillment and meaning through all of those methods. And none of them cost anything. Well, I guess paying a tithing, technically you could say cost money, but I am very happy to pay that. So that's kind of the formula for how I maximize well-being while minimizing consumption. I hope some of those ideas resonated with you. And I know that my podcast has slowed down a little bit. I've been doing more like one episode every 2 weeks instead of every week. The reason for that is because I've been putting a lot of energy into building my private practice for coaching and therapy. And so I've been putting a lot of energy into that. And I actually make money doing that. Whereas with this podcast, I don't make anything. It's more of just one of my hobbies. So please be patient with me. I do hope to get back into a rhythm of weekly podcasts, but I really appreciate your support. I appreciate your positive reviews on Apple. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to listen to what I have to say. It means a lot to me, and I would really appreciate it if you could share it with a friend. And remember, the simple life is a good life.